Thursday night, or Lelamid Tishrei Cheshvan, and it's October 19th. Today's halacha, Dvar halacha, and Chumash halachas. We're going to talk about Mayim Achronim. I'm going to assume that there's a chiyuv of Mayim Achronim. Whether there's a chiyuv of Mayim Achronim mitzad the Takanos Chazal, even though in Shulchan Aruch it brings down, some say there's not so much of a chiyuv nowadays, or if you're Dayim Zuhamim, there really is a chiyuv to wash your hands before you bench. So that becomes mamish chiyuv, but that's not right now. We're talking about what Shulchan Aruch says that Perek Sheni Shel Etzbos. Perek Sheni Shel Etzbos, going from the top down, is well this the second Kishrei Etzbos of not this three. Let's assume we'll call it three. One, two, three. So not till the Sofa Etzba, but till the middle of the etzba. That's the chiyuv. The thumb would be the first of the first kish has two, not three. So that's where you have to wash until. It's l'chatchila really to wash the whole. Again, if it's dirty or sticky, or you wouldn't walk around like that, it's like your hands are sticky or whatever. So then there's an absolute chiyuv. And even if it's beyond the makom of the chiyuv, but if it's on your hand, you have to wash it off in any event. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is really the point, what I wanted to bring out tonight, Mishnah Berurah says, Ra lai ha-maisa, Ra lai ha-maisa, I'm very upset. I see people that are zohir in my machrayim. But it's like they're not yotzei at all. They put a few drops of water on the top of the finger, and it doesn't even reach the sof perek rishon. Forgetting about the sof perek sheni. Forget about that. Some say you should really go to the whole etzba. And your dayhem disharim betunafos mizuah masamachol kabarishona. The hands are just as sticky and mizuham, we'll call it, as before. Uvemis min hadin sarach lichos lepachos atzof shnei pirkei etzbaosav. That's mikra hadin. Some say the whole finger, and people just dab a little on the fingertips, and they mean well. They're being makmer amayim achronim, but they're not yotzei at all, and they're not doing anything really at all. Okay, we'll go to Chavis Halvados now. There was a interesting, someone wrote me an opinion about the question we left last night on Paragimel, Ashayichet HaMaisa. I didn't have time to fully think about what the person wrote. The idea of having Yichud HaMaisa or Hakpod on Yichud HaMaisa was, you have to be careful about having Yichud HaMaisa in the Chovas HaLvovas, not in the Chovas HaYivorim, because well, we talked about that last night, but it's a very interesting idea. Maybe we'll talk about it by the first Omer. We'll have a discussion about it. Maybe. But Perek Ravi, we're up to in Shar Yichud HaMaisa LeElokim Heim Shlosha Dvarim. There are three things that would cause a person that he has a problem. He has a problem. He's not doing it L'Shem Shemayim. He's not doing it. L'Shem Shemayim means you're doing it because it's the will of Hashem. That's what it means, L'Shem Shemayim. That's your motive. Your motive and your motivating factor is that it's the will of Hashem, and you want to do the will of Hashem. So three things primarily are mafsid that. Echad mehen shelo yovin es elokim ve'es tovoso, meaning he doesn't have a good grasp of what is a mean that Hashem is Kol Yochol, and Hashem is the only one being manning the world. In other words, and Hashem is always a mative. In other words, because the thing that would drag you away from fulfilling Yichud HaMaisa is that you feel there's another makom for where your Yeshua will come from, or there's another makom where Nezek will come from if you don't do what it is you're doing. So that makes the motivation of what you're doing, it puts it in a different, it's not Hashem, it's to be on, to have friends, to be in a certain place socially, to be in a, and you mean well, you're the shidduchim and getting into schools, and you mean well, but it puts the power of what's, it puts the things going on in your life, it ascribes a different source to it other than Hashem. So that's one problem that will drag you away. You know, if you won't do things lishma, if you feel that something else will gain you something, or will prevent you from losing something, or will lose you something if you don't take care of it. Okay, that's number one. Hasheni shelo yavin mitzvos alokim v'estarosov. He doesn't have a clarity in what he's supposed to do. We'll see about that. He's going to elaborate about that. What does he mean by that? If you don't know what you're supposed to do, so, you know. Vashlishi is the Yetzer Hara. Here, Yetzer Urumi Mezosel Olam B'meshi Yechabiv Olav Olam Hazeh V'yachrikeyu Miderich Olam Habba. So really, these last two, we have to elaborate more in the coming days, Mitzvah Hashem, because they don't seem to be a problem of Shloi Lishma. They partially seem to be a problem of just even outwardly what to do, not even your motivation for doing it. So we'll see. Okay, everybody will join me in welcoming back. I don't think he likes me to say Shmuel Katz. He doesn't like me to say Rav Shmuel Katz. But you'll join me in welcoming him back. It's a pleasure to have him back in the Beis Medrash. Not for you, for the Beis Medrash's sake. Okay.